Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fastest 30 minutes in sports. This week's episode really involves, is it the National Football League or the NFFL, the National Flag Football League? Defenders not allowed to play the game the way it was originally designed. Cam Newton, our Heisman hopeful down at Auburn. Did he do it? Did he take the money? Did he not take the money? We're going to dig into that as well. I'm going to get you ready for your Week 9 of the National Football League. Hear from our friends over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning with their Stone Cold Lead 5 Blocks, and get you all set with updates from your National Basketball Association. And anything else you want to chat about, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Let's get after it. This is the fastest 30 minutes in sports. I am Vinny Moore. Welcome once again. The fastest 30 minutes of sports. Let's not even hesitate. Let's get you an update. We got some things to talk about. We're going to talk about Cam Newton, the situation down in Auburn. Did he take the money? Did he not take the money? I'll tell you this. Whoever started this had better be telling the truth. Also going to touch on your college picks for this week, some fun games in college football. Get you updated on your NBA, which will be right next. Then to touch on your NHL, and then get right into some fun stuff with our Stone Cold Lead 5 Blocks from our friends at ESPN, as well as the real picks courtesy of the Vincent Imaging team. Last night in your National Basketball Association, your Celtics took care of the Chicago Bulls. That was a great basketball game. Derrick Rose is truly the next generation. Anyway, Boston wins at 110-105. Miami takes loses to New Orleans 96-93. The Lakers take care of Toronto 108-103. Milwaukee knocks out the Pacers 94-90. Orlando 105, the Nets 90. Cleveland 123, the Sixers 116. The Pistons take care of Charlotte 97-90. The Knicks a win again 112-91 over a struggling Wizards team with Gilbert Arenas' return. Bring up the Atlanta Hawks undefeated 113-103 over the Timberwolves. The Phoenix Suns take care of the Memphis Grizzlies 123-118. The Nuggets 111-104 winners over the Clippers. Your Golden State Warriors 85, the Utah Jazz 78. That is your look at last night's NBA. Looking over to the National Hockey League last night, the Rangers take care of the Devils 3-0. The Capitals take care of the Boston Bruins 5-3. God, it's been a long time since we looked at hockey. The Montreal Canadiens 3-2 over Buffalo. Florida 7-4 over Carolina. Minnesota 2-1 win over Calgary. Dallas a 6-3 win over Phoenix. Detroit, a 3-1 winner over Edmonton, and Anaheim, a 3-2 winner over Pittsburgh. 9:02, good Saturday morning to all of you. Welcome into the Fast 30 Minutes of Sport. Let me just jump into this situation on whether or not, and again, how you feel, how I feel about the Myron Pryor, and any, for that matter, any defensive player in the National Football League unjustly seemingly being fined for just playing the game that we've all come to enjoy and love. New England's Myron Pryor was slapped with a $7,500 fine yesterday for his hit on Brett Favre, which opened a gash on the inevitable Brett Favre's chin and knocking him out of the game. Now, if anyone saw this play, saw this happen, you know for a fact that this was clean football. You know, Pryor basically wraps Brett Favre up, got his face mask in the man's chest. Is simply, you know, the force is taking him back to the ground. His helmet slides up underneath the face mask into the chin strap, basically gashing Brett's jaw. Now, Pryor was not penalized on the play, but nonetheless, you know, this, some days later, he gets slapped with a $7,500 fine. And you got to ask yourself why. Just why. Fellow Patriot Gary Guyton also earned a $7,500 fine from the league for a hit on Brett Favre earlier in the game. However, the and again, I don't want to get all mushy about, you know, how quarterbacks are treated, but come on, y'all. Let's face it. Something is really, really functionally wrong here. Brett Favre is expected to play this week against Arizona. And again, what is Brett, 70 now? I mean, his wife's got to be having a conversation with him at some point saying, you know, come on, baby, let's just go do something else with our time. But, you know, Brett's a gamer. He'll be back out there. But, you know, the list of fines in this league this year, the players that are being affected by it, you know, whether it's the James Harrisons or flashback to the Rodney Harrisons, who at one point was tagged one of the dirtiest players in the National Football League, it seems to be out of control. I mean, they're stealing the excitement and intensity from the defensive side of the game. Every week we're hearing about more fines. I mean, I'd love for it to just ultimately become a moot point where it's not significant anymore. I don't know if we're going to get to that, but God, I certainly hope so. All right, one quick bit while it's fresh in my mind. University of Notre Dame, as many of you probably are already aware, the young man who died this past week on the lift during the high winds because Brian Kelly wanted to have practice on a day when most other organizations were going inside. Word now comes out of South Bend that the president of the University of Notre Dame sent an email to students, faculty, and staff and alumni Friday saying that the school is responsible for the student videographer's death simply because it failed to protect him. The student's name is Declan Sullivan. As the president said, they entrusted him to our care, and we failed to keep him safe, says Reverend John Jenkins. I believe that's the Notre Dame president. We at Notre Dame, and ultimately I as president, are responsible. These are his words. And his words cannot express our sorrow to the Sullivan family for all involved. Again, Declan Sullivan, 20, student videographer, killed October 27th when the hydraulic lift he was on toppled over while he was filming football practice. The National Weather Service reported gust winds of up to 51 miles an hour. The school and state regulators are still investigating the accident. The school simply is obviously saying, hey, don't prejudge anything. They stand behind their coach, Kelly. This is just a sad situation. A 20-year-old, an aspiring young man, took down early in his life. So a sad state of affairs, but, keep that Sullivan family in your prayers, certainly, people, as we get you ready for more. It's 9:06. Again, in a few minutes, you're going to hear from our friends over at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning with Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks. Doug Gottlieb sits in this time around, so that'll be brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. But let's get into your Week 9 fantasy look. For those of you playing fantasy sports this week, let's talk about where you're going. If you're looking at your Week 9 rosters and trying to figure out what the heck to do with your rosters, I'll give you the top three players in each category if you've got. So if you're looking at your quarterbacks this week, certainly number one on your list is Peyton Manning. Number two is Philip Rivers. Number three is Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay. And all of them have favorable matchups. All of them look to be well into the double digits in point projections this week. So something to consider. Now, if you don't have any one of those three, a little bit further down the list, let me scroll, is your buddy Tom Brady. Right behind Brady this week is Mike Vick. And again, Indianapolis gets Philadelphia. Now, while Indianapolis' defense is very, very fast, Michael Vick can obviously offset that. And Vick is just a fantasy machine. So there you go. If you're looking at running backs this week, Adrian Peterson tops the list. Again, they get the Cardinals this week, so that ought to be a fun time for him. Number two on your running back list this week is LeSean McCoy out of Philadelphia. Again, Indianapolis doesn't do much to scare you, obviously. They're a very fast defense, but they do have tendencies to overcommit and certainly can be exploited in the run game. Number three on your list is Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears, our own Chicago Bears. Again, the Bears playing in Toronto against Buffalo this week. Right behind him, uniquely enough, is Darren McFadden. The Raiders have a game against the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs are playing better in a lot of facets, but McFadden has just been an absolute fantasy beast these last few weeks. So, for those of you looking at wide receivers, your top wide receiver this week, Reggie Wayne, again, back to Indianapolis. A lot of people feel like Philadelphia's secondary can't do much with that wide out. So Calvin Johnson, number two out of Detroit, of course, he's been stellar basically all year. Number three on the wide out, Terrell Owens out of Cincinnati. The T.O. Cho Show will be in full length. Now, that's against the Steelers. The T.O. always does well when those games are in prime time, so look for that to continue. Our stellar pick of the week is probably, as I'm looking at the list, and I'm doing this right now, so it's not like I've had a chance to think about this, I like Jamaal Charles. I think Kansas City going to Oakland, it's going to be a fun game. That may actually be the most entertaining game of the week. So something to look forward to for those of you getting ready for your fantasy football week. If you filled out your office pool sheets and done something along that line, certainly wish you the best of luck in that. Again, you'll hear some ideas from the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks as well. So something to, again, look forward to as we get into this. All right, let's talk a little bit of college football because this is going to be really, really significant for those of you getting anxious up at the end. It's 9:09 in the morning. If you haven't left out to get ready for your local game or you're headed off to maybe the tailgate with your friends or whatever, if one of these games is yours, maybe we can help you out in terms of whatever you might do at the window. All right, we've got 10 games on the docket in terms of our top 10. These all involve teams that are ranked. The North Carolina State Wolfpack traveling to Clemson to take on the Tigers. Well, look, number 25, North Carolina State has, you know, when we wanted them to play, they played. When we thought they weren't going to play, well, bottom line is they just didn't show up. So, but they're going to Clemson this week. It's actually a very tight game. North Carolina State ranked 25th. I like NC State in that game. So, game number two, the Michigan Wolverines welcoming the Illinois Fighting Illini. This one will be fun because Michigan's been reeling a little bit. Illinois has gotten a whole lot better over the last few weeks. Their defense is absolutely amazing these last few weeks. Illinois against Michigan. I'm going to actually take the Fighting Illini to go into Michigan and shock the entire Big Blue Machine over there. Number three on the docket, Baylor against Oklahoma State, the Oklahoma State Cowboys. 7-1, Baylor ranked at 21 is 7-2, but it's really rough to win at OK State. The Cowboys are really, really good at home, so taking Oklahoma State in that one. The Northwestern Wildcats going to Penn State to play the Nittany Lions. Figure out the Nittany Lions. You know, they're 5-3 right now. Again, Bill Parcells always says you are what your record says you are. So, but I'm taking Dan Pearce and Northwestern Wildcats at 6-2 to go in there and continue those winning ways. One of the more interesting games this week, number three TCU takes on number five Utah in Utah. Both teams are undefeated. Now, for TCU, this, you know, since they're not quite getting the love from the BCS they probably deserve, this may be the game that they need to look at as their biggest game. This is their season. Winning this one, you know, against a number five Utah team is, you know, well, huge is an understatement. It would go to 10-0 if they win. Now, for Utah, again, wanting some respect, wanting some admiration for everything they've accomplished there, they need this game equally well. The game is at home for Utah, so... But I think TCU just has way, just a little bit too much power for Utah to hang with them. So I'm taking TCU in that game. North Carolina Tar Heels, Florida State Seminoles, games in Florida. Those games are always great. Florida State ranked 24th right now. I'm going to lean on Florida State to get the 3 points because they're at home. But that's going to be a very, very, very interesting game. Should be some high scoring in that game. Should be some awfully, awfully big hits in that game. Those teams always play it tough. Alabama Crimson Tide going to LSU. The 7-1 Crimson Tide still very, very angry about the loss early in the season, playing a number 10 ranked LSU Tiger team that just simply finds ways to win. Well, it's Alabama. That's all you need to know. It's Alabama. Ingram's going to have a field day. LSU's going to keep it close, but in the end, Alabama probably wins that game. Number eight on the docket, Arkansas versus South Carolina in South Carolina. The Gamecocks simply will score too many points for Arkansas. Arkansas is good. Ryan Mallick's a beast if he plays, if he can stay healthy. Both teams are 6-2, but South Carolina gets the three for being at home. They are Arkansas is 18, South Carolina's 19. I think South Carolina takes care of business. It'll be close, but I still think South Carolina gets that win. Number 12, Missouri goes down to Texas to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Missouri 7-1, coming off some disappointing moments, obviously most recently. They take care of business here. Again, they're 12th ranked. They got slapped in the face pretty hard, but again, that's what happens when you're undefeated. You're in that top five, and you lose to a team that no one expects you to lose to. Well, then again, I think it was Nebraska, right? Okay, I guess you're allowed to lose to Nebraska, so that's all right. The number 10 came on the docket. Last one we're going to talk about, the number 13 Stanford Cardinals, welcoming the Arizona Wildcats in. Both teams are 7-1. Both teams can score. Both teams play some timey defense. But Stanford Cardinals just have a little bit too much firepower. I think they win this game going on. So that's your picks for this week's College Pick'em. While I'm not sure exactly where you're going to go on your NFL scale, we're going to hear from our boys at ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning, right about now.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
All right. These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
ESPN Radio exclusive.
Hi, Colic, here we go for week 9, and this week my theory is sometimes addition by subtraction works.
Timothy Frog here to talk to you about subtraction. Now, if you don't know what subtraction is sort of like, when you take something away from something, then how much do you have left? You know what I mean?
Randy Moss yelling at caterers and not making an effort to catch footballs. Guess what? The Vikings will be better off without him.
Don't start with him. I don't want to talk about him.
If you need any help, damn it, I don't want to talk about him.
And they're home against the woeful Arizona Cardinals. That's right, I said woeful. On the road, without a quarterback to show for it, the Minnesota Vikings are going to get back on track. They're going to win this game big. They're giving 9. That's a big number, but it's not big enough.
I'm Jimmy Johnson, and I recently became the spokesperson for Extend.
Give me the Vikings minus the 9. They are going to shellack the Arizona Cardinals.
Let me tell you right off, okay? I'm not a likable guy. Charm has never been a priority with me. And just so you know, This is not the feel-good movie of the year.
You're going to Minnesota. I'm going back home to Cleveland, where my Cleveland Browns are hosting the New England Patriots.
Back to Cleveland!
And New England's only given 4.5. I know Cleveland's getting a little better right now, but New England is the best team in the NFL. 4.5 points, way too low for this Patriot offense.
Have you ever heard the expression that the journey is its own reward?
They're going to put some points on the board. They're going to win easily by more than 4.5 points.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening.
Have you ever heard the expression a sucker line?
Yeah!
You're the sucker.
I don't do these things just to drive you crazy, Lemon. I do them for the good of the show.
And now we go finally to Upland.
This is my chance to redeem myself with mainstream America.
Where we'll go head-to-head. Kansas City at the Raiders. Who would have thought before the season began this would be a critical showdown in the AFC West? But it is, and guess what?
What?
What? The Raiders are going to win it.
Oh, my God!
They're giving 2.5 points. The Chiefs are not the same team on the road. The Raiders are beating people up. And they're going to prove me right.
Says who, flathead?
I picked them to win the division before the season started, and they're going to do it.
They can still do it.
Give me the Raiders minus 2.5 at home against the Chiefs.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Yes. It's horrible, this idea.
I just love you, Beth. You picked this game so I can say, the Raiders.
God, I hate when you do that.
I know
that.
You do. That's why I do it. It really hurts my throat, so I need some sort of lozenge right now.
11 years, you
can't
stop
that. Yeah, I know, I know. Maybe I'll stop at some point.
Let's go while we're young.
But Kansas City's going to go to Oakland. Both teams are doing well this year, but Kansas City is a flat-out better team. Their speed will take over in this. They will go to Oakland. They're getting 2.5. Mark my words, KC wins it on the road.
This is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
And those here, we can ice out. Go, let's fight.
Lock. Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Stone Cold Love Five Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. I should point out that the Raiders, even if they win this weekend and win 3 out of 4, they wouldn't be out of the woods. They go to Pittsburgh, Miami at home, to San Diego, to Jacksonville, Denver, Indy at home, at Kansas City. Still a very, very long road to an AFC West championship.
You're right. Quick recap of our picks. We went head-to-head. Oakland, Greeny took Oakland getting 2.5. I took Kansas City, obviously, giving the 2.5. I took New England, giving only 4.5 to Cleveland. See, it feels like a sucker bet a bit there, but I took it. And then Greeny took Minnesota, giving 9 to Arizona. Arizona going to Minnesota there. Those are our picks again. Greeny is 3-12-1. I am 9-7 at this point.
Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2. Gottlieb in for Greeny, and of course, Golic alongside. Let's get to some of the other games in the NFL since you already have your stolen cold lead pipe locks.
Right.
So we've already gotten Minnesota, Arizona, New England, Cleveland, Oakland, Kansas City. Let's start with we're not exactly exporting the best games in the world.
No.
Look at last weekend in London and this weekend in Toronto. Chicago Bears, this team is just kind of coming apart at the seams, unable to protect Jay Cutler,
right.
And then Cutler unable to protect the football against the Buffalo Bills, who played everybody close.
They're playing them tough.
They did get Sean Merriman. I don't know if that helps you make a pick here.
Yeah, well, he's not playing this week.
He's not playing this week, but maybe there's a commitment there from the team that, hey, we want to get better. We want to improve Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Bears giving 3 points. In what amounts to a neutral site / road game in Toronto.
Buffalo's not going 0-16. They can beat Chicago. If Cutler has time to throw, he can do a good job. He really can. But he hasn't had time to throw, and they don't seem to be adjusting the offense a ton here.
Are you calling it?
I keep angering Chicago fans because I keep doing it, but I'm going to call it. I'm going to take Buffalo. I'll take the points. I'll take Buffalo.
Me too. I totally agree with you. San Diego going to Houston. Now, San Diego just, I mean, there's... I don't know who Phillip Rivers is going to throw to. He's been playing amazing football.
He has.
But he lost Buster Davis for the year. They continue to try and find guys. Antonio Gates may or may not play.
That's who he's been throwing it to the most.
Okay, so they go to Houston. Houston, the defense was not good against the Colts. And then Matt Schaub was not good against the Colts. But they're returning back home, 2-2 at home. Chargers 0-4 on the road. Chargers, though, giving 3 points. Chargers the favorite at Houston. Who you like?
I like Houston at this one at home. And I tell you what, if San Diego loses this one and KC wins in Oakland, you talked about it earlier, you could really start to see some separation. I like the way Houston flings the ball around. And Arian Foster, if he gets going on the ground, I'm going to take Houston at home.
I agree. Totally agree. New Orleans, this feels like kind of a sucker bet. Only giving 6.5 points to Carolina. The game's in Carolina. It's the game before the bye week. Reggie Bush did practice limited. Probably won't play this weekend. So the thought is that the Saints will be back
right.
much closer to full strength coming
yeah.
out of the bye week. But, you know, they've been struggling, sputtering offensively, did survive the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Now they go on the road. Who do you like, New Orleans at Carolina?
I think I'm going to go with the road team here. I think New Orleans is going to get that offense going a little bit. They're starting to score some points a little more. But, boy, certainly disappointing against Cleveland. That was just brutal. But I still like their direction. Carolina just the one win. Still the quarterback issues going on there and receivers. I'm going to take New Orleans. I'll give the points.
I'm agree. We agree on every pick. So far, Buffalo and Houston and New Orleans. All right, Atlanta, a team that is a 16-3 all-time under Mike Smith at home, taking on a Tampa team that's surprisingly won 5 consecutive games on the road. But this is their first really difficult road challenge.
Yeah.
Tampa 5-2 in the league, a battle for first place, but 8.5-point dogs in Atlanta.
It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points.
Hey, Tampa's the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, just ask their coach. Love their coach, though. This is in Atlanta, though. They could put up some points, but Tampa isn't turning the ball over. You know what? I think Atlanta's going to win, but I'm going to say it's too many points. Tampa Bay has been able to come back and either win close. So I think I'll take Tampa here with the points.
I think Tampa was a little bit exposed by New Orleans when they lost at home.
Yeah, they got smoked there.
I think the same thing will happen in the ATL. Atlanta ran the ball really well down in Tampa earlier this year. All right, let's go. Jets at Detroit. Lions coming off a huge win over the Redskins. Jets coming off a disappointing showing against the Packers.
Yeah, Detroit here at Detroit. Boy, I tell you what, I like the way their defense is playing. I'll take a flyer here. The Jets may win this. I think it could be a field goal game, so I'll take Detroit in those 4 points.
I'm going to take the Jets. I think they'll fire on more cylinders. Baltimore at Miami. Baltimore at home against Miami, given 5.5 points.
Miami undefeated on the road, and they're going to Baltimore. But I like Baltimore. I like the direction they're going right now. I think they're the best team. In Pittsburgh, I should be saying. But two of the best teams in the AFC. I'll take Baltimore and give the points.
Agreed. Giants at Seattle. Giants giving 7.5 points to Seattle. Seattle undefeated at home. Giants, their defense has been playing terrific. Offense running the ball much better. They have the league's leading rusher. And Seattle playing with Charlie Whitehurst, getting his first start finally in the NFL.
Such a Jekyll and Hyde team. Whenever I pick against them, they win. And when I pick them, they lay an egg. But I'm going against them in this one. Giants traveling across the country. They're playing too well. And Seattle's got the new quarterback. I'll take the Giants, give the points.
I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to go with Charlie Whitehurst. He studied behind some of the best. Norv Turner. And I think he's got a pretty good team. A very, very good defense. Underrated defense, under-discussed maybe defense. Eagles at home favored against the Colts. Eagles coming off a bye week, getting Mike Vick back at quarterback.
Take the Colts. Like the Colts in this one.
I like the Eagles in this one. Okay. I like Mike Vick's ability to get away from that rush. All right, Green Bay at home against the Dallas Cowboys. 7.5.
You know what? Dallas eventually is going to play tough. I'm not saying they're going to win this thing, but they can't keep laying eggs the way they are. I think Green Bay wins, but God help me for doing this. I'll take Dallas in the points.
I'm going to take the Packers.
God,
I know
the
Packers.
I don't blame
massive
you.
Injuries, wholesale injuries. I think the Cowboys are
close. I don't blame you. I should be doing that as well.
You are spectacular.
Ah, crap.
Oh, that's better than sex.